It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Hundreds of people showed up to a park in Santaquin last night to take part in a candlelight vigil to honor the life of fallen police officer Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
We begin our team coverage in the line of duty with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
It was an emotional tribute at Centennial Park as Hoosier was remembered in part for his humor.
An alarmingly high female vocals. Anything to make his girls shake their heads and laugh.
Also for his kindness and unselfish public service. Officer Tyler Moose, who knew Sergeant Hoosier, told KSL 5 they all valued his leadership.
He was a Rolodex of information. If you had a question, Bill was the guy to go to.
Hoosier's niece, Ashley Dowd, told mourners how much he loved and cherished his family. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke at the vigil. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Wives of police officers around Utah County are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his funeral next week. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Tim, these women and their kids actually all came to help get together to make these blue and black ribbons for people to wear at Sergeant Hoosier's funeral on Monday.
You know, that's any one of our worst nightmares. Yeah.
Mackenzie Hager tells KSL TV they can't imagine what Sergeant Hoosier's family is going through and that they needed to do something to help.
My heart's broken for her family. I just seriously just couldn't believe it. It's awful.
The group set out to make enough ribbons for everyone who attends the funeral with the hope they can hold on to it and continue to remember Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty. As we look back at the life of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, we will have live team coverage of his memorial services that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
We're keeping a close eye on a storm system literally blowing into the state this morning. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the storm isn't going to bring a lot of rain, but gusts will pick up this morning and they're going to cause some issues with garbage cans and anything that you might not have secured.
At 11 a.m., winds have intensified to 40 miles an hour plus from North Salt Lake to Ogden. As we roll that through, they intensify up into the upper mid-50s, so Centerville 55, Farmington 53.
Just in case you've already put the patio furniture out.
Yeah.
Yeah, tie it down. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we track the storm and any problems that come with that wind.
The president of Utah's NAACP says it was the wrong call to not prosecute a Coeur d'Alene 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team in March. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, this was the moment surveillance footage caught an Idaho 18-year-old yelling slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team in March. NAACP President Janetta Williams oversees Idaho, Nevada, and Utah, and she says not taking the suspect to court sets an ugly precedent. In a statement, Williams tells KSL that, quote, there needs to be consequences for these actions. If not, it will happen again. Williams says in this statement she urges the National College Athletics Association to identify cities with what she calls radical groups and to ban tournaments from happening in those places. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories. For the third night in a row, we saw a string of tornadoes touch down in several states. In Tennessee, Maury County 911 Director Mark Gandy reminds everyone these storms aren't over.
Hopefully you have your 72-hour kit in place. Hopefully you have all your devices charged because there's more weather coming in as everybody's talking about.
A tornado there left four people injured last night.
Inflation may have slowed, but Americans are still feeling the impact of prices well above what they were before the pandemic. ABC's M. Nguyen.
In New York City, one survey found rent is rising seven times faster than wages. In California, a condo in West Hollywood just sold for a record-smashing $24 million. Food costs also playing a role. Grocery prices are up 26% since 2019, and fast food prices are up 33%.
The Federal Reserve says inflation is sitting around 3.5%.
We're also keeping an eye this morning on a developing story. We're getting word that a Boeing 737 carrying 85 people caught fire and skidded off a runway in Senegal. We have reports that 10 people were injured and are being treated at hospitals. We'll keep an eye and an ear to ABC News for more details.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the crash cleared from downtown on North 15 near 600 North. Now there aren't any I-15 slowdowns going from Provo to Salt Lake or from Ogden to downtown, so minimum travel times all around. I-80 gets a little bit heavy as you come out of Tooele County, but it's only in that stretch just before you get to 5600 West that traffic bogs down a tiny bit. Mountain View Corridor also slow through West Valley near 3500 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New rankings are out looking at how teacher pay compares state to state. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with the numbers. Michael.
Tim, the average starting salary for a teacher in Utah is $49,555, and this is ranking Utah as 10th in the nation. Average teacher salary is around $63,000, putting us at 23rd. And when you compare our teachers to other college-educated professionals, there is a 72-cent pay gap. The association reports the national average has increased. It's not bad, but the average pay has failed to keep up with the inflation over the past decade. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
South Davis Metro firefighters say a mountain biker is lucky to be alive after he fell 150 feet down a ravine. It happened in Centerville Canyon yesterday morning. Rescue crews were able to haul him out where he only suffered minor injuries.
A young couple from Eagle Mountain and their three children are grateful to be alive after their house was destroyed in a fire. Pete Ricozzi tells KSL TV there's not much left of his house, and surveillance video shows the fire might have started outside.
One of the things they saw was that the power conduit that went into our electrical box on the outside looked like it had been pulled down an inch.
He says they love their neighborhood and hope to rebuild there. A neighbor's house was also heavily damaged in that fire.
Police in southern Utah say a routine traffic stop ended with a huge drug bust. Officers found 24 pounds of fentanyl worth more than $1.5 million. The St. George Police Department says they got a tip about the possible drug transport before pulling the 27-year-old over. She originally claimed she thought she was transporting Botox, but later admitted she knew it was probably drugs or money.
Salt Lake City has spent more than $800,000 this fiscal year trying to fix streetlights that have had copper wire stolen out of them. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Street lighting program manager for Salt Lake City Public Utilities, David Pearson, says this has always been a problem, but this year thieves have been particularly brazen, hitting downtown streetlights.
Most of the damage in the past has been out west, in industrial areas where there's no foot traffic, there's no peering eyes, there's just big industrial trucks, but now they're moving into the city center and really making a mess.
Beyond the cost, Pearson says this is a safety issue. He says they're trying to install more cameras throughout the city and replace the copper wires with aluminum when possible. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was able to avoid losing his job thanks to a combination of Republicans and Democrats. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene called for a motion to vacate, accusing Speaker Johnson of abandoning Republican principles.
Talking to Republicans leaving the House, so many of them told us they do not take her seriously. They say she is not a reflection of the Republican Party. I was just talking to a source very close to Trump as all of this was playing out, who texted me, "You can't fix stupidity," saying that Green should have listened to Trump, that this was not the time to have this fight.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott says Green called Johnson's leadership pathetic, weak, and unacceptable.
Coming up on 7:09, let's get another look at the drive this morning. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. How's it looking, Andy?
Well, right now, if you're on I-15 in the valley, the northbound drive is still about 20 minutes through the valley. I haven't seen any extra delay yet on State Street or Redwood Road. Mountain View, you'll wait just a little bit, only if you're going through the 35th South intersection. Otherwise, pretty light traffic overall, including in Tooele County, where SR-36 delays have thinned out. Aubrey?
Things looking pretty good if you're on I-15 between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake City. If you're on West Davis Corridor or up on Highway 89 Legacy Parkway, both of those look really good as well. I am seeing a little bit of slowing if you are on Hillfield Road in Layton making your way towards I-15. This is on the west side of the valley over by the Sam's Club and the Walmart. Eric.
Mountain View Corridor, Utah County style, starting to get busy heading away from SR-73 up to Redwood Road. Closer you get to Redwood, the slower it's going to get. Once you get past that intersection, it's not too bad on 2100 North heading over to the freeway. I-15, Utah County certainly looks good. It's a 30-minute drive from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast, temperatures in the low 40s to start at 7 a.m. and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a slight chance for a shower in the mid-morning, but all in all, the big story is the east winds starting to pick up across the northern Wasatch Front. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s with winds out of the east at noon. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high of 64, and yes, east winds cranking north of Salt Lake. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A little bit of sunshine now starting to poke through those clouds, 45 degrees.
Hey, everybody, have you voted for your favorite NHL hockey team name? You have a chance to do that now. Sam Farnsworth takes a look at the ones that you have to choose from coming up in a moment.
In sports, Real Salt Lake is one and done in this year's U.S. Open Cup. RSL fell 4-2 to New Mexico in the round of 32. RSL currently sits on top of the Western Conference in the MLS standings. The next game is against the third-place LA Galaxy. That's coming up Saturday.
Salt Lake City has been named one of the top places for basketball fans in the country.
Only three other cities are better than Salt Lake, with Utah's capital beating out 286 others.
I haven't traveled to many other arenas, but I think where we don't have another pro team here competing, that a lot of Salt Lake people are all in on Jazz, where if, like, in Chicago, you've got two baseball teams, you got a football team, a basketball team, so I could see how you would be less intense about the Bulls.
Wallet Hub used 21 different factors to rank the cities, including the performance level of the city's NBA team, if they have one, the average ticket price, stadium capacity, and average attendance. The study ranks Los Angeles, Boston, and San Francisco above Salt Lake. Don Bickerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of ticket prices, it evidently makes a difference which day you book a flight. The travel website Upgraded Points says buying on a Saturday can actually cost you an extra $200 or more per flight. And they say typically booking on Monday or Tuesday gives you the most savings, but the prices fluctuate differently between airlines.
A zoo in China is being accused of trying to trick visitors with fake pandas. How do you fake a panda? KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Pandas may be some of the cutest large creatures on the planet, but Sky News reports a zoo south of Shanghai bragged about their new exhibit featuring panda dogs. But some people who paid to see the sight say the pandas were just plain dogs, and they were painted black and white. The zoo has denied claims of false advertising. The dogs that had their hair dyed were Chow Chows, which are known for their thick fur coats. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Look at that. Would you be fooled into believing that's a panda?
No.
It kind of looks like the Maltipoo that we have at our house if we, you know, did the same thing and dyed her hair.
I mean, their arms and legs are totally different.
Yeah. We call that a panda poo, I think, today. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, 10 finalists representing 10 countries have made it to the final round of Eurovision 2024. That's one of the 10 finalists. He goes by Sylvester Belt and represents Lithuania. Hundreds of journalists and thousands of music fans will gather in the Swedish city of Malmo to see the finale on Saturday. You can watch it, by the way, on Peacock or YouTube.
TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that is made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation.
And a reboot of The Office is finally here. The new series features the same documentary crew that filmed the Scranton brand of Dunder Mifflin at a dying historic Midwestern newspaper. Production is expected to begin in July.
Oh, wow.
KSL News Time coming up on 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
several women who are married to police officers have come together to make ribbons for Sergeant Bill Hoosier's funeral next week. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Salt Lake City says thieves continue to rip copper wires out of streetlights, and it'll cost them $800,000 this year to fix.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Speeds on I-15 still at the limit, whether you're going north or south, Ogden, Salt Lake to Utah County. But if you're coming out of Tooele, take the 201 freeway. You'll get a little bit of slowing near 7200 West right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the mid-60s today with east winds picking up. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
President Biden getting some criticism today for saying he may not send weapons to Israel. Let's get the latest from ABC News.
From ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden says the U.S. will stop offensive weapons shipments to Israel if a planned invasion in the southern city of Rafah takes place. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
President Biden is calling out the Israeli government.
It's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used.
Making it clear in his sharpest criticism yet that the U.S. will not provide Israel with weapons to attack Rafah.
I've made it clear to Bibi and the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
For weeks, Biden has warned Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu not to invade Rafah, where over a million civilians are seeking refuge.
The president making his comments on CNN. It is back to court this morning for adult film actress Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky says she returns to the stand following stalls in both Donald Trump's classified documents case and the Georgia election interference case.
The New York case charging Trump with falsifying business records tied to a 2016 hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels may be the only one that reaches a verdict before the election. Daniels testified in explicit detail about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump that he said never happened, down to the silk or satin pajamas she said he wore and the imbalance of power she said existed between them.
Following United Health's payment of millions in ransom money, another large healthcare provider says it's been the victim of a cyber attack.
Ascension reporting it detected unusual activity with some of its technology, forcing its systems offline. They've told their partners to disconnect while this is being investigated.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Some patients have been diverted to other hospitals for the time being. They're still investigating whether any patient data was compromised. Forecasters say another wave of dangerous storms could wash over parts of the south today. That continues a streak of torrential rains and tornadoes from the plains up through the Midwest. You're listening to ABC News.
As Amanda mentioned a moment ago, voting is now open to pick the name of Utah's new NHL hockey team.
The link opened last night, and there are 20 names to choose from, more than Tim and I had heard
before. Yeah, I had heard 10. There's double.
Yeah. Okay, so sports anchor Sam Farnsworth has a look at all of them and how you can take part.
Fans are asked to choose up to four of the 20 listed. Here they are. They all start with Utah. You've got the Blast, Powder, Mammoth, Mountaineers, Black Diamonds. Also, you have the Swarm, Caribou, Frost, Venom, and Squall. There's your first 10. How about the Yeti, Outlaws, Hive, Freeze, and Fury? And then Utah HC, Glaciers, Canyons, Blizzard, and Ice. This is the first round of voting in what Smith Entertainment Group calls a multi-phase branding process for fans to vote on. The survey will be open until May 22nd. You can find the link to cast your votes over at KSLSports.com. Fans, you can only vote once. So choose wisely.
I know you're a Yeti fan.
Oh, man, it's Yeti all the way for me. Although, since I could pick four, I actually only picked two. I put Blizzard on there because I've seen people say we could do Blizzard with the double Z and still have Yeti as the mascot.
Yeah.
That kind of satisfies both.
I liked Mountaineers. I thought that was nice, too.
Well, Goose is going for the Swarm as one of them. The Killer Bees, the Swarm. It is the beehive steak.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I'll tell you what it is. It's great fodder for water cooler talk today.
Yeah, for sure. I sort of like Utah Ice, too.
Yeah.
You got iced.
There was another a miss that didn't make this list, thank goodness. A friend of mine said, maybe we should do the Utah Inversion.
No. I don't want to celebrate
that. What would that mascot look like exactly?
I can't cheer that name.
a dark cloud on skates or something. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. It's kind of fun today. If you want to look on our website, I know we've got it posted there. There's a link and you can vote on the top four, and then they'll narrow it down and I think have another round of voting coming up. 7:19.
Let's get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, right now, if you're on I-15, that northbound drive starting to fill in as you go from Midvale into Murray. Not really slow yet, but we are seeing a little bit of slowing on Bangor, 4700 South, Taylorsville, that area, 21st South Freeway beginning to back up around 7200 West. And right now, if you're leaving your house in Tooele City, you're going to go up SR-36. It's moving pretty smoothly all the way to I-80 right now. Aubrey?
Things starting to fill in a little bit on I-15 in Weber and Davis County as well, but you're still moving at freeway speeds between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake City. The city streets are what is the slowest right now, especially if you are in Farmington on Park Lane heading over to I-15, and also in Layton on Gentile Street heading up towards Main Street there. You're going to see a little bit of slowing. Eric?
Looking good on Foothill Drive, getting up to the University of Utah this morning. 215 East Bell Travelers, no problems running alongside the mountains northbound. I-15 Utah County also in great shape, but we are seeing slowdowns Mountain View Corridor as it turns into 2100 North at Redwood Road as you head over to the freeway. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah Tax Attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We're up to 64 today, partly cloudy skies, and windy out of the east, north of Salt Lake City. 67 tomorrow, windy again north of Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower. Mostly sunny skies on your Saturday, up to 71. 75 for Mother's Day looks perfect and mostly sunny. We keep those mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday. Highs in the mid and upper 70s. We'll go 75 partly cloudy by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sun's up and it's 45 degrees in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We got a text that says, maybe I'm crazy, but I kind of like Utah Hockey Club. It's basically a blank slate that they could regularly innovate over. I hear that.
Yeah.
That sort of appeals to me. It reminds me of how when I grew up near Penn State, and we always liked the Penn State uniforms because they were old school. They were just plain. You know, they didn't have any huge rigmarole going
on. White with a number.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Mm. Somebody also suggested the Utah Outlaws, which I'm not so crazy
about. No, I don't like that one. But I can see just calling it the Utah Hockey Club. It feels very, you know, solid.
Well, we'll see if it comes in the top four for the next round of voting. But it is fun to go online and do it today if you get the chance. And, hey, if you happen to pick the one that it ends up being, then you're already invested in the club, which is a cool thing. I think Ryan Smith was actually looking for. Coming up, we'll see what the markets look like. We've got the opening bell, of course, coming up in about 8 minutes. So stay with us.